When CBS News released an independent report on Dan Rather's botched 60 Minutes story and President Bush's military service record, the network's reaction was decisive. CBS chief Leslie Moonves fired the lead producer, and three news executives were told to resign. Those three executives have cleared out their offices, but they haven't quit yet. NPR's David Folkenflik reports their refusal to accept the network's verdict has revived questions of just who at CBS News was really to blame for the story.
Josh Howard was the executive producer of 60 Minutes Wednesday. Mary Murphy was his deputy, and Betsy West was their boss as senior vice president for CBS primetime news shows. They all came in for sharp criticism in the January report written by former U.S. Attorney General Dick Thornburgh and former Associated Press CEO Louis Bacardi. Moonves said the three had to go because they didn't carefully check documents that proved to be unverifiable. Here's what he told NPR last month.
We acted quickly upon getting the report, and we removed certain people from our group.
And CBS News chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says that painful action was necessary.
I think what is clear in the report is that that team simply missed some red flags that should have been seen.
But that team hasn't actually quit. West, Howard, and Murphy have hired lawyers, and they're digging in. Former colleagues at CBS News, speaking on condition they not be named, say the three believe they're unfairly being made to carry all the blame for the story. James Goodell says it's telling that CBS didn't fire the three outright, like it fired the lead reporter, producer Mary Mapes. Goodell was vice chairman and general counsel for the New York Times.
The employer wishes to avoid the controversy of a firing situation, a termination situation, which I suppose could bring a lawsuit.
CBS News anchor Dan Rather was the on-air correspondent for the story. He wasn't fired either. Instead, he announced his retirement as anchor back in November, ahead of the report. Next month, Schieffer will temporarily replace Rather. One person who still holds his job, however, is CBS News president Andrew Hayward. And Jack Smith says Moonves was wrong to protect Hayward. Smith worked for CBS for 23 years as a producer and executive.
Well, I think the responsibility always has to go to the very top, and in this case it didn't. Andrew Hayward is still in his job as the president of CBS News.
Smith has his own history. He was fired from CNN after a retracted story in 1998 that alleged U.S. forces used nerve gas in Laos during the Vietnam War. CBS officials declined to be interviewed today. But in January, Moonves specifically defended Hayward.
If Andrew's guilty of anything, it was being let down by his lieutenants.
Josh Howard was the executive producer of the show that broadcast the Bush service record story. The outside report depicts him as a passive figure during the preparation of the story, deferring to West, his boss, and Mapes, the hard-driving reporter. Once the story was challenged, however, Howard told peers the network should acknowledge documents they had relied on might be fake. And, he wrote in emails, the network should take the lead in authenticating the papers or exposing them as frauds. Instead, the network defended the story for nearly 2 weeks before retracting it. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.